It's a perennial debate in politics. Will more money improve education? That question faces an unusual test over the next 3 years as Indiana schools spend over $2 billion in federal COVID relief. From WFYI's Education Desk, Dylan Pierce McCoy reports on how it has changed one Indianapolis school that got almost as much money as it spends in a whole year.
At first glance, the middle school math class at Victory College Prep seems pretty typical. About two dozen seventh graders in masks cluster around tables. Teacher Samuel Lemkin stands at a whiteboard at the front of the room as he breaks down how to divide fractions. All right.
What's a number that both 3 and 4 have in common?
12.
So I'm gonna set my denominator to 12.
What makes this class unusual is that Lemkin has a partner. He teaches alongside Rahul Jyoti, another math teacher. This is one of many classes at Victory that federal aid helped transform this year. The school got over $10 million because nearly 90% of its students come from low-income families. It used that money to hire 18 teachers to help students recover from the disruption caused by the pandemic. Lemkin and Jyoti roam among the tables as students tackle equations.
All right, so how'd you get 15? Okay, good. So what would
they stop to ask seventh graders to explain their solutions or to prompt them on next steps.
So 2 times 5 will make what?
10.
So that's 10 over 15.
Jyoti says that students get more attention with two teachers.
We can get and fix a student's mistake really, really quickly.
That's especially important now after months of remote schooling.
It's going to take a lot of time to get them caught up, but I think that feedback can help.
Some state and national leaders hope the burst of federal pandemic aid will allow schools to innovate and improve education for students who have long been underserved. Indiana Secretary of Education Katie Jenner told lawmakers last month that federal aid and new state money could help make education better for children of color and students from low-income families.
Unprecedented financial resources offer schools a unique opportunity ahead to increase access and outcomes for students.
A growing body of research is clear that more money generally improves schools. But the transformative potential of the federal aid could be limited. Some superintendents and school boards are reluctant to spend the money on ongoing expenses because it will only last a few years. They may hesitate, for example, to give teachers raises or hire new staff, so they don't have to make painful cuts in the future.
Public education needs more money, but public education needs a steady influx of funds.
That's Rachel Burke, president of the Indiana PTA. Burke says that it makes sense for schools to spend the federal money on short-term costs like repairs to ventilation systems and new technology.
This is catching school districts up.
At Victory College Prep, leaders decided to take the risk and hire new teachers. Ryan Gall is the executive director of Victory. Gall knows the co-teaching model probably isn't sustainable, but he says it's worth it.
We want to win now, and I believe that I can make a significant impact on student learning and student outcomes for 3 consecutive years. If I do that, I'm going to change the whole trajectory of my school.
Gall is prepared to change the school's approach when the money runs out, even if that means cutting staff. There is one more reason why Victory and other schools might not see big academic gains from the new aid. The coronavirus continues to disrupt education.
I don't think it's fair if we don't see the benefits to say it was a total failure either, because just look at what's happening with COVID today. I can't tell you that I'm going to have a consistent landscape 6 months from now.
The federal dollars may fill gaps as schools struggle to operate despite the pandemic. For WFYI, I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.
This story comes from WFYI's newly expanded education desk covering equity in public schools across Indiana.